calls are always first and foremost, so let's do it. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Steve. I've got a big boot here for the NDP regarding this new trespassing laws. Them saying that this will only, you know, hurt the hunters and fishermen. It just goes to show you how out of touch they are with the farming community. This will at least be, they'll be able to charge with no trespassing or something when they're caught crawling around farmyards and farm property at night. I mean, I went to a seminar and was told if they're breaking into your house, try not to confront them. Now, that's a joke. I say break into my house and roll the dice. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to salute our city council and like to make a suggestion. Instead of taking a pay raise, they all get a bicycle and take their bicycles to work, take their bicycles to council, put some use on those bike lanes and do a bit for the carbon footprint and all that other stuff. The money that they would make in taxes, they just piss away on gas and cabs and all that other stuff. So get a bike. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. They're wrong way Wayne there. He's all mixed up about shooting again, but at least he likes my prime minister. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. I personally would like to salute a whole group of people that were honored yesterday. Yesterday was National Philanthropic Day, and so the Association of Fundraising Professionals held a special luncheon over at Prairieland Park, where, by the way, I don't know what was on the chicken, but it was so good. A little spicy kind of chutney was on the chicken. Anyway, good job on Prairieland Park. It was outstanding. It was a great meal. And for all of those who received some recognition for all the great work that they do in the community, we salute you. And just to signal out Morris Schmishnick with Friends of the Bowl Foundation. Good man. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to chime in on this minimum wage thing. Minimum wage is an entry-level job. I mean, you have to educate yourself and climb the ladder and make yourself more valuable to employers that pay bigger wages, and that's how you climb the ladder. I mean, I dropped out of high school in grade 9. I suffered with dyslexia. I upgraded at Kelsey and got a grade 10, then went into a trade, became a journeyman, took another night class, a fifth class power engineering. I eventually learned to weld and carried welding tickets, and I climbed the ladder to the point where I was getting the top wages. You got to do it for yourself. You can't have the government do it for you. Increasing the minimum wage to up to where people that have trades and are trained, it isn't the right answer. That's like welfare.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to boot your caller that calls in every day to salute our pathetic Prime Minister.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I've got a boot for our city council, too. You know, we got November the 11th here to actually a holiday, and yet we had a little tiny skip of snow, and you know, Lord behold, if they haven't got their graders out trying to find some snow to plow around. And you know, that's double time and a half. If they're so interested about taking care of the taxpayer instead of their wallet, maybe we have a lower taxes. Also, the last long weekend we had, the garbage disposal. It was on the long weekend, and you know, believe me or not, on Monday morning, it was a holiday, the garbage is being picked up. And yet we can sit here for 2 weeks and not have it picked up. What's one day or the other when it comes to the garbage with no long holiday? And they're spending money they're sitting on their brains is what it amounts to. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi.
Yes.
The other day I heard on the radio something about the way the city council and the mayor was managing the finance of the city. We got a D-minus, close to an F, for the way they were managing it, and now they want a pay raise. How about some accountability by city council and the mayor for, you know, at all government levels? There just isn't any anymore. Thanks.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning there. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing fine.
I like to boot the gas prices. I see on TV last night, at least the family went down $20 a barrel, so it should be getting cheaper, shouldn't it? But we still got good gas in Melfort here. It's 116.9 and 114.9, so if you want good gas, come to Melfort.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. Everybody booting the NDP. Everybody's booting Trudeau. I'm saluting myself.
Okay, good job. If you want to have your say online, you're surfing the net sometime today, why don't you go to our website, cjwwradio.com, and have your say whether or not you think the province should be providing funding to legions. And so far, 55% say yeah, 45% on the other side of things. So that's all at cjwwradio.com. Some of the other things for Boots and Salutes, permission, we talked about that, whether or not you get permission before you go on someone's land for hunting. That is a hot topic of conversation. Always city council comes to the fore. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about sports. The Huskies are in Western. They're taking on the Western Mustangs. You hear all the action right here on CJWW. Dave Thomas is already on his way along with Matt Morrison. That's going to be a good game. And they'll kick it off at 3 o'clock. Pregame starts at 2 on the Voice of the Huskies, CJWW. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'd like to add to that one gentleman regarding the way they waste their overtime. Last week, for a whole week in front of Earl's, there was a water main break, and they waited until the holiday to fix it for more overtime.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
That's good. I have a big boot for Corrections Canada. After this Tara Lynn McClintock episode where she was put into a healing lodge for brutally murdering a child, we found out yesterday that there's another fella that brutally murdered his wife, and he too is in a healing lodge of sorts, and he gets day passes, and he's got a new wife, and he's got a little girl, and Corrections Canada thinks this is okay. This is ridiculous.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I want to salute the SAS party for bringing in this trespassing legislation. And I want to boot the NDP for fighting against it, and also a boot to Bobby Cameron. I don't care if you're First Nation or you're who you are. If you're on private property and you're trespassing without permission, face the consequences, because it's going to happen.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. I'm going to add another spoon into the soup bowl.
All right.
I'm going to come out with the pig spleen report next week, so you guys can either salute me or boot me.
Okay. And do we have any insight on where the pig spleen's going to go?
Well, it's actually a good reading this year. So it'll be a interesting winter, to say the least.
All right. Well, we look forward to hearing. So when is this going to happen?
Probably when Dave gets back in his seat. He'll announce it, and we can go from there.
Sounds good. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to neither boot nor salute people, but just let them think that, you know, the city people complain about not being allowed to go hunt on people's land. But what would happen if the country people started walking around in people's backyards in the city and just showed up on their property unannounced? So it's just common courtesy, or a little bit of common sense and common respect. You know, everybody has a piece of happiness or a piece of whatever, and people should respect that.
That's
thanks.
Right.
Have a great weekend.
Be kind, respect, and common sense. And we'll leave Boots and Salutes for this Friday morning on that happy thought. Boots and Salutes brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they have you covered. You want-